Chapter 7, Skeletal Tissues, Chapter Summary. Here's a tip. Listen to this summary after reading the chapter to help you reinforce the key concepts. Before class or your next test, you can also use the summary as a quick review. Functions of bone. Bone serves 5 major functions in the body. Support. Bones form the framework of the body and contribute to the shape, alignment, and positioning of body parts. Ligaments help hold the bones together. Protection. Bony boxes protect the delicate structures they enclose. Movement. Bones, along with joints, constitute levers that move as muscles contract. Mineral storage. Bones are the major reservoir for calcium, phosphorus, and other minerals. Hematopoiesis. Blood cell formation is carried out by myeloid tissue within bone. Types of bones. Structurally, there are 5 major types of bones: long, short, flat, irregular, and sesamoid bones. Bones serve various needs, and their size, shape, and appearance will vary to meet those needs. Bones vary in the proportion of compact and cancellous or spongy bone. Compact bone is dense and solid in appearance, whereas cancellous bone is characterized by open space partially filled with needle-like structures. Long bone consists of diaphysis, epiphyses, articular cartilage, periosteum, medullary or marrow cavity, and the endosteum. The diaphysis is the main shaft of a long bone. It is a hollow, cylindrical shape and consists of thick, compact bone. Its function is to provide strong support without cumbersome weight. Epiphyses are the ends of a long bone, made of cancellous bone filled with marrow. They have a bulbous shape and provide attachments for muscles while giving stability to joints. Articular cartilage is the layer of hyaline cartilage that covers the articular surface of epiphyses. Its function is to cushion jolts and blows. The periosteum is a dense, white, fibrous membrane that covers bone. It attaches tendons firmly to bones. The periosteum contains cells that form and destroy bone, blood vessels that are important in growth and repair, and blood vessels that send branches into bone. They are essential for bone cell survival and bone formation. The medullary or marrow cavity is a tube-like hollow space in the diaphysis that is filled with yellow marrow in adults. The endosteum is the thin fibrous membrane that lines the medullary cavity. Unlike a long bone, a flat bone has an inner portion that is cancellous bone covered on the outside with compact bone. Cranial flat bones have an internal and external table of compact bone and an inner cancellous region called the diploe. Bones are covered with periosteum and lined with endosteum, as in a long bone. Other flat bones, short bones, and irregular bones have features similar to the cranial bones. Spaces inside the cancellous bone of short, flat, irregular, and sesamoid bones are filled with red marrow. Bone tissue. Bone tissue is the most distinctive form of connective tissue. Extracellular components of bone tissue are hard and calcified. The rigidity of bone allows it to serve its supportive and protective functions. Its tensile strength is nearly equal to that of cast iron at less than 1/3 the weight. The composition of the bone matrix consists of inorganic salts and an organic matrix. The inorganic salts include hydroxyapatite, which are slender needle-like crystals of calcium and phosphate that contribute to bone hardness and are oriented to most effectively resist stress and mechanical deformation. Magnesium, sodium, sulfate, and fluoride are also found in bone. The organic matrix is a composite of collagenous fibers and an amorphous mixture of protein and polysaccharides called ground substance, which is secreted by connective tissue cells. Ground substance adds to the overall strength of bone and gives some degree of resilience. Microscopic structure of bone. Compact bone contains many cylinder-shaped structural units called osteons or haversian systems. Osteons surround central osteonal or haversian canals that run lengthwise through the bone and are connected by transverse Volkmann canals. Living bone cells are located in these units, which constitute the structural framework of compact bone. Osteons permit the delivery of nutrients and removal of waste products. Each osteon consists of four types of structures. Lamellae are matrix layers, which can be concentric, cylinder-shaped layers of calcified matrix around the central canal, interstitial, which are layers of bone matrix between the osteons, circumferential, which are left over from previous osteons, or a few layers of bone matrix that surrounds all the osteons, which run along the outer circumference of a bone and inner circumference, boundary of medullary cavity of a bone. Lacunae, which are small spaces containing tissue fluid in which bone cells are located between hard layers of the lamella. Canaliculi, ultra-small canals radiating in all directions from the lacunae and connecting them to each other and to the central canal. Central canal, also known as osteonal or haversian canals, which extend lengthwise through the center of each osteon and contain blood vessels and lymphatic vessels. Cancellous bone is spongy, containing bony branches called trabeculae instead of osteons. Nutrients are delivered and waste products removed by diffusion through tiny canaliculi. Trabeculae are arranged along lines of stress to enhance the bone's strength. Bone cells are metabolically active and need a blood supply, which comes from the bone marrow in the internal medullary cavity of cancellous bone. Compact bone, in addition to bone marrow and blood vessels from the periosteum, penetrate bone and then, by way of transverse Volkmann canals, connect with vessels in the central canals of osteons. There are three types of bone cells: osteoblasts, osteoclasts, and osteocytes. Osteoblasts are bone-forming cells found in all bone surfaces. They are small cells that can synthesize and secrete osteoid, an important part of the ground substance. Collagen fibrils line up in osteoid and serve as a framework for the deposition of calcium and phosphate. Osteoclasts are giant multinucleated cells that are responsible for the active erosion of bone minerals. They contain large numbers of mitochondria and lysosomes. Osteocytes are mature, non-dividing osteoblasts surrounded by matrix and lying within lacunae. Bone marrow. Bone marrow is a type of soft, diffuse connective tissue called myeloid tissue. It is the site for the production of blood cells and is found in the medullary cavities of long bones and in the spaces of spongy bone. Two types of marrow occur during a person's lifetime. Red marrow is found in virtually all bones in an infant's or child's body and functions to produce red blood cells. Yellow marrow occurs when marrow cells become saturated with fat and are no longer active in blood cell production. As an individual ages, red marrow is replaced by yellow marrow. The main bones in an adult that still contain red marrow include the ribs, bodies of the vertebrae, humerus, pelvis, and femur. Yellow marrow can change to red marrow during times of decreased blood supply, such as anemia, exposure to radiation, and certain diseases. Regulation of blood calcium levels. Skeletal system serves as a storehouse for about 98% of body calcium reserves. Bones help to maintain the constancy of blood calcium levels. Calcium is mobilized and moves into and out of blood during bone remodeling. During bone formation, osteoblasts remove calcium from blood and lower circulating levels. During breakdown of bone, osteoclasts release calcium into blood and increase circulating levels. Homeostasis of calcium ion concentration is essential for bone formation, remodeling, and repair. Blood clotting, transmission of nerve impulses, and maintenance of skeletal and cardiac muscle contraction. Two hormones affect calcium homeostasis. The parathyroid hormone is the primary regulator of calcium homeostasis. It stimulates osteoclasts to initiate the breakdown of bone matrix and increase blood calcium levels, increases renal absorption of calcium from urine, and stimulates vitamin D synthesis. Calcitonin is a protein hormone produced in the thyroid gland in response to high blood calcium levels. It stimulates bone deposition by osteoblasts and inhibits osteoclast activity. It is far less important in homeostasis of blood calcium levels than is parathyroid hormone. Development of bone. Osteogenesis is the development of bone from small cartilage models to adult bone. Intramembranous ossification occurs within a connective tissue membrane. Flat bones begin when groups of cells differentiate into osteoblasts, which cluster together in ossification center. Osteoblasts secrete matrix material and collagenous fibrils. Large amounts of ground substance accumulate around each osteoblast. This causes collagenous fibers to become embedded in the ground substance and constitute the bone matrix. Bone matrix calcifies when calcium salts are deposited. Trabeculae then appear and join in a network to form spongy bone. Appositional growth occurs by adding osseous tissue. Most bones begin as a cartilage model, with bone formation spreading essentially from the center to the ends. During endochondral ossification, periosteum develops and enlarges to produce a collar of bone. The primary ossification center forms, and blood vessels enter the cartilage model at the midpoint of the diaphysis. Bone grows in length as endochondral ossification progresses, from the diaphysis toward each epiphysis. Secondary ossification centers appear in the epiphysis, and bone growth proceeds toward the diaphysis. The epiphyseal plate remains between the diaphysis and each epiphysis until bone growth in length is complete. Long bones grow in both length and diameter. The epiphyseal plate can be a site for bone fractures in young people. The epiphyseal plate is composed of four layers. Resting cartilage cells, which are the point of attachment, joining the epiphysis to the shaft. Zone of proliferation, where cartilage cells undergo active mitosis, causing the layer to thicken and the plate to increase in length. Zone of hypertrophy, where older, enlarged cells undergo degenerative changes associated with calcium deposition. Zone of calcification, in which dead or dying cartilage cells undergo rapid calcification. Bone remodeling. Primary osteons develop within early woven bone. A cone-like or tube-like space is hollowed out by osteoclasts. Osteoblasts in the endosteum that line the tube begin forming layers, or lamellae, that trap osteocytes between layers. A central canal is left for the blood and lymphatic vessels and nerves. Primary osteons can be replaced later by secondary osteons in a similar manner. Bones grow in length and diameter by the combined action of osteoclasts and osteoblasts. Osteoclasts enlarge the diameter of the medullary cavity, while osteoblasts from the periosteum build new bone around the outside of the bone. Mechanical stress, as from physical activity, strengthens bone. Repair of bone fractures. A bone fracture involves a break in the continuity of a bone. A fracture tears and destroys blood vessels that carry nutrients to osteocytes. This vascular damage initiates repair sequence. A special repair tissue, known as callus, binds the broken ends of the fracture together. A fracture hematoma, which is a blood clot occurring immediately after the fracture, forms and is then resorbed and replaced by callus. Cartilage. Cartilage is an avascular connective tissue, having the flexibility of firm plastic. Fibers of cartilage are embedded in a firm gel. However, no canal system or blood vessels are present. Chondrocytes receive oxygen and nutrients by diffusion. Perichondrium is a fibrous covering of the cartilage. Cartilage types differ because of the amount of matrix and the amounts of elastic and collagenous fibers present. There are three specialized types of cartilage: hyaline, elastic, and fibrocartilage. Hyaline cartilage is the most common type, covering the articular surfaces of bones and forming the costal cartilages, cartilage rings in the trachea, bronchi of the lungs, and the tip of the nose. Hyaline cartilage forms from special cells and chondrification centers, which secrete matrix material. Chondrocytes are isolated into lacunae. Elastic cartilage forms the external ear, epiglottis, and eustachian tubes. A large number of elastic fibers confers elasticity and resiliency. Fibrocartilage is strong and rigid, occurring in pubic symphysis and intervertebral discs. It contains small quantities of matrix and abundant fibrous elements. The tough, rubber-like nature of cartilage allows it to sustain great weight or serve as a shock absorber. Cartilage is a strong yet pliable support structure, which permits growth and length of long bones. Cartilage demonstrates interstitial or endogenous growth in which cells divide and secrete additional matrix. This kind of growth is seen during childhood and early adolescence, while cartilage is still soft and capable of expansion from within. Appositional or exogenous growth of cartilage occurs when chondrocytes in the deep layer of the perichondrium divide and secrete matrix. New matrix is deposited on the surface, thereby increasing its size. This kind of growth is unusual in early childhood, but once initiated, continues throughout life. Cycle of life, skeletal tissues. The skeleton becomes fully ossified by the mid-20s. Soft tissue may continue to grow and ossify slowly. In adults, skeletal tissue changes occur from specific conditions, such as increased density and strength from exercise, or decreased density and strength from pregnancy, nutritional deficiencies, and illness. In advanced adulthood, an apparent degeneration of skeletal tissue occurs. Hard bone matrix is replaced by softer connective tissue. Exercise can counteract degeneration.